Let's talk to Jacqueline McKenzie, who's partner and head of immigration at Lee Day Solicitors. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of this news?
Well, I'm not surprised, to be honest, because I think really it's really the government's really desperate to have those headlines, you know, that someone's gone to Rwanda. And of course, the headlines have created exactly the sort of condition that they hoped. You know, I've listened in to some of the popular talk shows and so on. I've been looking at social media and people are very positive about this move and think it's a good thing. But as you rightly say, it isn't anything to do with the Rwanda Economic Immigration Partnership. It is a completely separate thing. There has always been a scheme that allows people to leave the UK on the basis of voluntary return. We've had all sorts of these. We've had facilitated returners, voluntary departures. It's now called an assisted departure scheme. £3,000 is available to people who meet a particular criteria. And that's all that's happened here.
Yeah, because of course some critics of this scheme say, well, hang on a second, this person has come here, they failed to win the right to stay, and they're now being paid to go.
Yes. I mean, but I mean that's how it appears, but the government has for many, many years operated a scheme that people who are undocumented, people who have been refused asylum claims, people who've overstayed for whatever reason can receive a package, and that package includes a financial element, and leave the country. So although it seems as though, you know, they're paying people, and one person commentated that they're bribing people to go, and of course they are desperate for the scheme to be seen to be working and for people to be going, this is just, it's not a news story, because people can go any day of the week on one of these voluntary returns.
I suppose what the government would say is what it demonstrates, and what supporters of the deportation scheme would say, is it does demonstrate that Rwanda is a viable place to go, and at least one person has gone there voluntarily.
Well, we don't know what it demonstrates. We don't know who this person is. We don't know anything about the conditions they're going to meet when they get there. What we do know is that over the past few weeks, representatives from an organisation on behalf of the Home Office have been calling people who have either been refused asylum or in the backlog, and offering them this package of £3,000 to go to Rwanda. And I know from my networks within the NGO space that many people have had this call, including very vulnerable people. One NGO referred to one of the people who had the call as being severely disabled and thought it was a good idea that maybe they should go and that they'd be allowed back. People haven't quite understood. This is a one-time offer. But I am surprised that given the amount of calls that have been made, that more people haven't gone, if it's a good idea. The fact that they only got one, and you know, they would have loved a headline that said, you know, a dozen people or two dozen people went on this scheduled flight yesterday.
I suppose the fundamental question is, what should happen to people who are here, who have exhausted every effort to stay here, who are not here legally because they've failed to gain the right to be here legally? What are we to do with them?
Well, pre-Brexit, we had the right to return people to countries that they'd passed through. We've lost that right. I think 75% of people who claim, or 75% of people get asylum, of those who claim.
Yeah, but what do we do with the ones who don't?
Yes, so it is a very small number of people. And as I keep saying, it's my view that the UK does not have a major problem with asylum seekers. We had 30,000 people cross the channel so far this year. We had 40,000 last year. You know, there are 120 million people displaced around the world. We know that Poland took in 2 million people from Ukraine. We can do better.
But hang on, sorry to interrupt, but are you saying then you come here, you apply for asylum, and if you don't get it, you can stay anyway? I mean, what's the message that sends to people who are trying to stop coming across dangerously on small boats?
Well, we're talking about a relatively small number of people. And if we can return them, then I would say we should return people. We've got 1.5 million job vacancies in the labour market. So, you know, we are recruiting doctors, teachers, nurses, care workers, people to pick fruit, people to work in abattoirs. We need people. But those who don't get asylum are relatively few. Yes, by all means, if you can return, and very often They've been refused asylum, but they've come from places like, Afghanistan, Sudan, Iran, Iraq, countries that it's not that easy to remove people to. If we can, I agree that perhaps we should, but I think the more important thing is why does Britain, the fifth largest economy in the world, not want to do its bit and receive asylum seekers, given the large numbers of people who are on the
All right.
move because of a range of issues?